But first, we turn to the latest developments at the county's public hospital, UMC. University Medical Center has laid off nearly 300 workers this year. The first round of job cuts came in April, and last week a much bigger round of pink slips was announced. The hospital says it needs to cut back on services to reduce its operating deficit. Clark County commissioners have said the county will no longer subsidize big losses at University Medical Center. So what is UMC losing, and why can't the hospital get reimbursed for services now that health insurance is compulsory? Joining us now is UMC Chief Executive Lawrence Bernard. Mr. Bernard, welcome to KNPR.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
The services that are going to be cut are outpatient oncology, the outpatient pharmacy, and the LEAD Center, which provided adult internal medicine. Why single those out for cuts?
When you eliminate a service line, you're eliminating all the components of it. When you just do across-the-board 10% cut, you end up having some more variability on the outcomes. So let's say we took several people from each department throughout the entire hospital. There are things that could occur that we just can't anticipate. But if you look at a service line in totality, those are the opportunities where you can look down the line and see what would the entire impact be to the organization.
Those service lines were losing money. Why so? What accounted for that?
So they were created originally for Clark County Social Services. They were paying like an insurance payer over Medicaid. Now, with the expansion of Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act, those limitations have now been expanded. So they're no longer covered under Clark County Social Services.
Yeah, well, with that, the expansion you're alluding to, the Affordable Care Act and other things, why is the Affordable Care Act not paying for these services?
Well, they actually are. The problem is that a lot of safety net hospitals are in the same position we are. They were getting a form of payment through the county or their county. I mean, what happens is that payment is 30%. The ACA payment and the expansion of Medicaid is 30% less than Clark County Social Services was paying. So as a result, we have the same volume coming in, but a 30% reduction in payment, or anywhere from a minimum of $15 million just lost from the bottom line.
So what's going to happen to patients who use these services?
So they'll continue, like I'll give you a good example. LEAD was a primary care clinic that was created to take care of the Clark County Social Services population. Now that they have access to insurance, they have the opportunity to go to other places within town, even our own quick cares and primary cares. So a lot of them are calling, saying that they want to be put into the commercial, if you will, side of health care.
This is estimated to save more than $21 million at UMC. Will these be the last cuts?
I'm never going to be able to say that, and it's not just being at UMC. It's at any hospital. It is so dynamic and so quickly changing in healthcare that for me to be able to say these are the last cuts ever, it wouldn't make sense. Now, I will say we didn't want to go to cuts. That wasn't the primary way of getting out of this issue. But, you know, we were able to find $5 million on non-labor cut as part of the 21. So going forward, we're going to continue to be more efficient and do everything we can to make sure that we maintain the safety net hospital mission, but also make sure that we're spending the money wisely for the taxpayers.
The county commission appointed an expert board to run the hospital with the idea that the board would look for ways to make money. What role did the board play in determining these cuts?
Their focus is really on a long-term strategy for the facility and the organization as a whole, and also they're looking at ways to do a dedicated revenue stream for the hospital. In terms of the cuts, this was an operational decision. We have a short-term need and a long-term need in terms of our budget. So this was primarily an operational decision.
What happens to the hospital's role as the provider of indigent care here?
That doesn't change at all. And in fact, we as a facility will always be a safety net hospital. But in order for us to be able to maintain that mission, we're going to have to look at ways of making money or eliminating things that are being duplicated within the community, so that we still have the funds and the revenue and resources to support the primary safety net mission within the hospital and in the organization as a whole.
Lawrence Bernard is CEO of University Medical Center, which last week announced more than 200 layoffs to save $21 million. Mr. Bernard, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.